episode 1147, When You're Down and Out.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for the weekend? It is Friday. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama, and we're going to talk about when you're down and out. Hopefully that hasn't been your week, but we got to talk about real life here, and we are going to jump in, and it's all from a child's perspective. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to our incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's no fun when you're knocked down. And we probably get knocked down more than we're brought back up. Because when you're down and out trying to run away and retreat, how can you climb higher? Finding that place of confidence, joy, and happiness. Life doesn't guarantee anything. The effort to control so the results are only good, we fall short. No matter what corner you turn, you will fall before you rise higher. My youngest son, G-Man, he's a middle school student in seventh grade, and he's one who has to really work hard for his grades, and he desires to do the best he can, but recently he found out his grade in science had dropped due to a test. It was pretty devastating for him because he really does strive to work harder. And as a mom, that makes me nervous because yes, that can be a benefit later on when you're wanting to go for a job, you have a career and a really high aspiration and a goal that you're setting for yourself. But when they're young, they're still very impressionable. You're like, wait a minute, life is too short. And it is too short. I want you to enjoy it, but I also want you to grow from it. At the same time, I don't want you overwhelmed. I don't want you carrying stress and unnecessary anxiety. And I think nowadays we expect a lot from our children. We expect them to be the number one at everything that they do, starting at age 3. Give me a break. Give them a break. When you're down and out, what do you do? So he sent me this text. Will I be okay? I was so confident, but now look, I'm at a B. Some would be delighted to have a B in science. Maybe you were one of them. You know, you were in school and you're like, oh, science was not my thing. And a B would be totally awesome. However, not for my G-man. Life is a compilation of tests. It's this pile and this overfilling, flowing of, are we going to do it or are we not going to do it? Will we succeed or will we fall? Some will pass, others will fail. When you're down and out, how can you climb higher? It's not easy. And you know what it's like as a mom, as a dad, as a sister, as a brother, as a grandma, as an auntie. You want the best for your child. You want the best for your best friend. You want the best for your family. You want the best for your husband. But there are times that, you know, you're just going to have a leaky roof. Things are just not going to work out right. Things that you think should happen so easily come even harder, and it comes in waves. When you're down and out, you don't know how you can get back up. How can you climb higher? And I know for me sometimes, man, the enemy comes and attacks me and he knocks me down, and then he knocks me down again. Then he knocks me down again. Oh, wait, and he knocks me down again. Just when you think you're on the reprieve going, yes, finally, I might be getting somewhere. Boom. Back down again. When you're down and out, how can you climb higher? You got to live beyond the grade. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Live beyond the grade. We're so worried about what everybody else is going to think, our successes, the accolades that come with what we do. Here's the sticker shock. You are not going to be perfect. You're not going to get everything right. You're not going to accomplish every goal you set. It's a fact of life. Now, I know, honestly, we know this. Come on, it's confession day. What dream are you after today? What hope do you have for your child? Maybe what fear are you carrying for them? It can go in all different directions. But we have to live beyond the grade. We have to live beyond the fall. What happens to us? It's only about 10% of what happens to us, but we control 90%. It's how we respond, how we get back up. So what does it look like to live beyond the grade? You have to, number one, fall with grace. It's not the end of the world. It feels like it. It may feel like it in that moment. And man, I have hit bottom too many times. I've watched my sons since our move. They've gone from a very small, intimate school of about 120 in a graduating class, to give you perspective, to over 450 and up in a graduating class. That's crazy. And they had to make this adjustment during wintertime. So it wasn't like it was the start of the school where, you know, everybody is kind of getting used to, oh, it's a new school year and all that. No, they're coming right into the middle. Everybody else is already in their groove, but they're having to find their groove. You may feel like it's the end of the world in the moment, but you can fall with grace. Reality check, God's got you. Stop looking to control everything. Sometimes you do have to step back. And I physically step back. I'm like, okay, whoa. Take a moment. I even lean against a wall sometimes. I do something that's not normal. Okay, standing up and leaning against a wall is not a normal thing in a household, right? You usually are on the floor playing with your kids, or you're sitting maybe on a beanbag, or you're on a chair, whatever. But you're not leaning up against a wall because, you know, you have lots of walls in your house. Walls are made to protect you in your home, right? So do something different when you fall with grace. Step back for a moment. It's not the end of the world. You may feel like it, but it truly isn't. God's got you in this. And he's got everything. He's got that little grade on that science test for my G-man. He's got your fall for when maybe, you know, bills are really tight. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've had a disagreement with your child and you've had a fight and you just feel like, I'm never going to get where I want to be. God's got you. Fall with grace. Number two, expand your horizon. If you stay stuck in the middle of your CRAP, that is where you will stay. The quicksand. The quick crap is what it is. And it will hold you down and keep you still and hold you in bondage, and you will not get out. And guess what? That's immediately where the enemy wants to go. And your heart's like, I can't do this anymore. So what? You give in. You don't need to give in. Expand your horizon. Look beyond the fall. There's so much more to life than the fall you just took. But it's easy for us. It's comfortable. It's almost human nature. Why? Because we like to wrestle with a positive, and we like to live with a negative. Think about that. We like to wrestle with the positive. It doesn't come natural for most of us to be on the happy side, to always look and be optimistic. That takes work for lots of people. But when you expand your horizon, when you step back after you've fallen with grace, and you're like, wait a minute, this is just one little test in my life of many yet to come, many I've already gone through. This is not the end of the world. It feels like the end of the world. I'm in total pain. I'm in agony. I feel defeated. Acknowledge those. Those aren't to be hidden or suppressed. I'm not saying that whatsoever. We have to be able to release and express our emotions because there's consequences when we don't. But we can't stay in that quicksand of crap. We have to expand our horizon. And finally, number three, soar higher. Have you ever watched an eagle fly? And when there's a storm that comes, how he just outstretches his wings. He doesn't sit there and retract and go, okay, I can't do this. Okay, maybe at times he does. But as a whole, know what? He puts his wings out further and further. And he lets the wind lift him up above the storm. That's what God does to us. Soar higher. This is where you dust yourself off and pursue the next step, just the one step. My little G-man? Yeah, he said, just because you're low doesn't mean you can't go higher. That's what he said after he had contemplated all the, oh my goodness, it's the end of the world. Okay, no, wait. What can I really do? Is there any way out from where I am? I know this isn't the end of the world, but it feels like it. This is about 3.5-4 hours after he found out it's great. And he said, Mom, just because you're low doesn't mean you can't go higher. Spoken like a little champion. We all have those little champions in our life. We don't have to stay hunkered down in the muck and the yuck. We don't have to stay in the quicksand of the crap that's dealt us. You don't have to sit there and say, okay, I accept and I'm just going to sit here and complain about it because, oh, well, that's what I do best. It's not what you do best because God has bigger plans for you. Soar higher on the wings of eagles. You see, nothing is impossible. Impossible is certainly simply I'm possible. God sees that in you. Today, as you're moving forward, every step that you take, moment by moment, I want you to look for the opportunities that God places before you. I really want you to be aware of them. It's a challenge I want to give you. And I want you to see what God sees from a different perspective. There's no reason to accept, well, status quo. This is where I'm at. This is where I landed. Just because you're low doesn't mean you can't go higher. Maybe you want some help with this. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I would love to come beside you in your journey, a free coaching call with me. Yes, it's very hard to do life at times and to come beside somebody, someone who isn't necessarily emotionally in the situation, that can see things, can expand our horizon, that can help us fall with grace, that can help us soar higher. That's what it's all about. Click on that link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. And we'll set up a time for you and I to chat. Nothing is impossible. When you're down and out, don't wait for the next accomplishment. Live beyond the grade, because God's got you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful, fabulous weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.